when we were expelled from BC, I was still in grade school, and when we went to camp, at the beginning, the government didn't provide education, but they, after some time, they gave it to us. But my thoughts were at that time, at a tender age, I told myself, why should I go and get an education when they taught me all lies up to that time? So as a consequence, I've not gone beyond grade school. But through good fortune, and I think partly through my curious mind, I retired, working in an engineering office. So I don't know. I wish I had. I had the.
And then after about a year, the parents, were demanding schools for the children. So apparently the government refused to fund schools. So anyway, some of the shacks on the second ranch were converted into schools, and high school students who had graduated before they were incarcerated became our teachers. I don't remember too much about what I learned in school. The only thing I remember is the word clam. I learned it as cram as a child. So I don't know what the conversation was in this class, but I kept saying, the teacher would ask something about this clam or, seafood or something, and I would say cram. And she was mean. She kept saying, "You're wrong." And I kept saying the same word over and over again, and I didn't know I was wrong. So that's the only thing I remember about my schooling. Yeah. But, the fathers built these desks so that two students, desks and bench, so two students shared one desk. And then during the summer, we swam in Slocan Lake. So that was a fun time.
So Hini Shimizu got you to be a teacher.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to teach. They'd rather do something else.
Why wouldn't they want to be teachers?
Well, you have to look after all the young kids,
So did you like teaching?
Well, I had to. We had to do something. So they had summer school for them. I didn't go to the first one, but I went to the second one.
And was that
and
to
we
train
learned
you
a lot,
be?
You know. Mm-hmm. But I was married, and I was a little older than a lot of the teachers were young, right. And the kids were so bad. So I remember telling parents that if they don't tell the kids to be respectful for the teachers, even if it's only a couple of years different, mm-hmm. they can't teach. And
right.
they said they wouldn't have a place to go. So they all got home, and they were all always told before to behave themselves. I remember that.